Grace and peace from God, our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Who is Jesus? This is an important question for us to ask all the time, but even more so when Jesus himself is the one asking the question in our gospel reading, who do people say that the Son of Man is? I want you to take just a little time right now to think about all the possible answers to this question that you have heard in your life, whether good answers or bad answers. Do you have a couple in mind? Then let's dive into our gospel reading to evaluate both the possibilities and the truth. Now, to set the stage for our gospel reading, this is taking place at Caesarea Philippi. And a quick Wikipedia search gives three different possible names for this city. The first, Baal God, in Aramaic means master luck. Aramaic or Hebrew means master luck, essentially connected to a Canaanite god of fortune. Paneas is a Greek name coming from the Greek god Pan. Or, of course, the one in our gospel reading, Caesarea Philippi, named for Philip the Tetrarch and for Caesar Augustus. The city of Caesarea is very well known for the enormous, large temple complex that Herod the Great had built there during his 40-year reign before the birth of Christ, which is, of course, obviously, to a false god. And so it is in a town that is named for false gods, with enormous temples to false gods, that Jesus asks this question, who do people say that the Son of Man is? It's a very good, that brings up a question, why on earth would Jesus be asking this question? Because he's not asking this for no reason. I remember a so-called Jesus movie a few years back, long ago, I think it was in seminary at the time, where Jesus asked this question of the disciples. They're sitting around a campfire, probably not actually in Caesarea, and Jesus is absolutely taken aback by the answer that Peter gives, you are the Christ, the Son of God. Here's a rule of thumb when it comes to Jesus movies. The more Jesus opens his mouth, the less accurate the movie is actually going to be. Here, take three examples. In Ben-Hur, the character of Jesus says pretty much nothing. And that's about the most biblical description of depiction of Jesus in a movie that you can find. He says nothing, he teaches, he dies. Fairly accurate. In The Passion of the Christ, Jesus says a little more, and it's pretty good, fairly accurate. Most of what he says is taken straight from Scripture, but it conflates a few other events into the Passion account, and it has Jesus inventing the table and sitting upright in a chair for some reason. I have no idea why. In Jesus Christ Superstar, Jesus sings, and that's also one of the least accurate Jesus movies out there, not because he sings, but because of literally everything else in the movie. But anyways, the reason that Jesus is asking this question is not because he doesn't know who he is. Jesus already knows that very well. If he hadn't known it before at the baptism, when a voice from heaven came, this is my beloved son with whom I am well pleased, that probably would have clued him in. But he already knew. He's not asking because he doesn't know the answer. Jesus is a teacher, and teachers rarely ask a question they don't already know the answer to. Not only is Jesus a teacher, he is the teacher. He never asked a question that he didn't know the answer to, and he didn't know the follow-up, and the follow-up to the follow-up. Jesus already knew. The reason Jesus is asking is because he wants them to know who he is. And so we get to the question, who do people say that the Son of Man is? This is a fairly good question to ask. After all, in recent weeks, months, years, Jesus has performed healings and taught in very public settings so that the people have seen. They have seen that he fed the crowds. He walked on the water just a couple of weeks ago. After seeing all of this, surely the people who have been following are going to be talking about him. And so he asked the question to find out, have the crowds figured it out? And even more, have the disciples figured it out? Do people understand who and what Jesus is? And so the crowds have been throwing out a bunch of possibilities of who he is that the disciples repeat back. Some say he is John the Baptist. Now, at this point, John had already been beheaded. I'm not entirely sure how people could have thought Jesus was John the Baptist, since they were seen in the same place. But anyways, at this point, John has already been beheaded. John was a powerful orator. He preached with conviction. He was someone that all of the people respected. Even Herod respected and listened to John the Baptist, even though he didn't actually obey him or believe him. So perhaps Jesus could be John the Baptist somehow. Another possibility they throw out is maybe he was Elijah. Elijah was the second most famous of all the Old Testament prophets after Moses himself. And so Elijah, also like John the Baptist, spoke with authority. He condemned those who were guilty and idolatrous in his age. Surely the Spirit of God was on him as he spoke. And then Elijah was taken bodily up into heaven in a whirlwind and chariots of fire. It was even said and foretold in the book of Malachi that Elijah would return. Elijah would be the forerunner of the Messiah. And even up to today, during the Passover, the celebrants will leave a seat open for Elijah, waiting for his return. So perhaps Jesus could be Elijah returned, the forerunner of the Messiah. Or maybe they throw out, maybe he could be Jeremiah or another prophet. After all, Jesus certainly spoke like the prophets did. In Matthew 7, verse 29, it says that Jesus was teaching the people as one who had authority and not as their scribes. Jesus spoke with authority. And so perhaps Jesus was another prophet. All of these were well-meaning answers to the question, and all of them pick up some element of who Jesus is. But all of them miss the mark. And so then we get back to that question I asked you at the beginning. Who have you heard about who Jesus is? Some people say that Jesus was, even today, say that Jesus was nothing but a really good teacher. Muslims will say that Jesus was a prophet, that he spoke well and performed miracles by the power of God before his death. The Jewish people differ on their understanding of Jesus. Some will call him a prophet, some will call him a fraud. None will call him the Messiah, apart from Messianic Jews, but that's beside the point. Jehovah's Witnesses say that Jesus is the Son of God and that he is a God, but not the true God. Mormons believe that Jesus is God's Son, that he died on the cross, that he rose from the dead, but he is not truly God. All of these answers fail to really capture who Jesus is. So then the question gets turned back, who is he? Who do you say that the Son of Man is? And the answer comes in Peter's confession, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Christ is the Greek term for Messiah or anointed one. The Messiah is the one who was promised and foretold from the time from Adam all the way through Jesus, who was foretold that would come to redeem Israel and through Israel would redeem all people. The promise given to Adam and Eve, the promise given to Noah, to Abraham, to David. All these people received the promise of the Messiah, the Christ, the one who would come to redeem. That Jesus is the Son of God makes him the true God, creator of the heavens and the earth. As we've talked about so many times before, Jesus is God. And this confession is absolutely central to what it means to be Christian, to our faith. If Jesus is the Messiah who saves us from our sin, then he is the only way to heaven. If Jesus is the true God, then that rejects all other gods or all other expressions of God. If Jesus is true, then we cannot stand on anything except this, except him and his promises. He is true, all else is false. That is why this confession is the rock on which the church is built. It's not Peter, he's a man. In fact, two verses after our gospel reading, Jesus rebukes Peter for telling Jesus not to die on the cross. It's not a normal human being on whom the church is built because all human beings are fallible. You and I, we are fallible. We fail. Instead, it is Jesus, true man, true God, the Son of God, on whom the church is built. The one thing that unites the church all through the world is this confession that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. So, what is the truth? Who is Jesus? Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. That is an incredible statement to make, but it is one that a lot of people will oppose. There are those who would say that there are many ways to heaven, not just Jesus. Jesus responds, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, then he is speaking the truth and he is the only way to heaven. Some people would say that it doesn't matter what you believe, that truth is relative. Jesus says that he is the truth. There is absolute truth. There are those who say that this world is the be-all, end-all of life, to whom Jesus says that he is the life, that he came so that we can have life abundantly in him. When everyone else says something different, we stand firm on the rock of Jesus Christ, confessing his name. And now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep and guard your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus our Lord, unto life everlasting, confessing firmly his name. Amen.